This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new counterculture is Renaissance. The Renaissance that started more than 500 years ago with the Gutenberg Press in Europe is now back. You know, they had Jordan Klepper and the opposition, I'm told. I talked to Paul Watson this morning. Attacked Paul for saying that conservatism is the new counterculture. And they said, that's ridiculous. The Republicans control the House, the Senate, the executive, and the judicial. But they don't control any of Hollywood, any of the mainstream media. They don't control the colleges that almost to a college are globalist and socialist and anti-human, anti-family, anti-Christian. They don't control a single of the giant tech companies. Media and money and power on this planet is globalist, is authoritarian, masquerading as leftist and neoliberal. That is an incontrovertible fact. Here's an example, Newsweek. Why hasn't Melania Trump been on the cover of any magazines since becoming first lady, they asked last week. It's because she hasn't been approached, because she's seen as a polarizing figure. As if Michael Obama wasn't a polarizing figure. I'm just joking. So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. She makes Trump look good. She's got incredible positive numbers in national polls. They don't want Trump to look good, so they don't show you his wife. They can't stand it. That's just a little microcosm of all of it and how they know they're the establishment and how people are running from them. Kanye West. I don't really like the Kardashians and all that stuff, so I just said I didn't like him years ago because I didn't follow him. Now that I've actually followed him the last few years and what he does with Trump and how he's standing up for different journalists and activists, embraces black Trump supporter who we've had on the broadcast many times, and I'm going to try to get on today if we can. And they've been demonizing him for doing that now. And he's got some powerful quotes that we're living in a police state in this country. That we're living in basically a mind control system. In fact, I actually screenshotted today when I was reading it, one of his quotes. I've got it here. Let me pull this up. So I wanted to start the broadcast with this here. Here's the quote. Racism is a dated concept. It's not an actual thing that means anything. It's a chain used in the past to hold people back. That is 1,000% on target. Doesn't mean there aren't people that operate according to that system, but it's being pushed by the left, by the globalists. They're rebooting it all and creating a total victimology culture. And the Me Too movement is about women learning about this valued thing they've got, that they're in a victim class. That they can learn how to have giant chips on their shoulders and learn how to not get a good job or be in management because they have fundamental mental problems that have been injected into their minds. That's what the WikiLeaks say all of this is about. So, yes, InfoWars is the avant-garde. Libertarian Renaissance is the avant-garde. We are the future, not the old staid Republican Party. But the whole revolution to take the government back is happening within the Republican Party. We'll take the left back soon as well. We are the counterculture. We are victory. Evidenced by our success and the fact we're under total attack.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Monday, the 23rd day of April 2018, Global Transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and you are tuned in to the most hated, most demonized multimedia global transmission in the world by criminals, by scumbags, by kleptocrats, by globalist billionaires, by pedophiles, by occultists, by Satanists, by psychopaths, by control freaks. You know a man by his enemies, and we have amongst the worst people in the world as our enemies, and I wear it as an extreme badge of honor. You know, there's the victim culture out there, and the conservatives have it to a certain extent. The liberals, that is their religion. That is their whole ether in which they swim. The Me Too movement, the whole everybody's that's white is a racist movement pushed by the corporate media. But then you see the self-help groups and the positivity movements out there in fitness and in life coaching. And it's so positive and so about yourself and so about blinders on to not face the negative going on that it allows the negative to grow all around you. So there's a real balance in all of this, but the true positivity is taking on the bad guys and defending the innocent. But that means also being willing to be criticized, being willing to be attacked. You see, I'm a trailblazer. I'm not here to personally only get ahead monetarily for myself, because if I have that worldview like all the other sociopaths or sellouts, then there'll be no civilization for me to even spend the money in or a future for my children. Doesn't mean I don't like money or don't like nice things or don't like having being able to travel or be able to take care of my children, but it's not my God and I'm not for sale. But so many people are afraid of upsetting anybody. And so they live in these isolated little bubbles, and then the corporate media can say, well, say you don't like mothers and fathers, and say you won't use the word he or she, use ye or z, and say you think the atomic family is bad, and say you think Christianity is bad, and say you think heterosexual lifestyles are bad. And people go, okay, I will, because you want to then conform to whatever the norm is that media puts out. And I was thinking about this just this morning. Candace Owens, super smart, super talented lady, a human being, I hate to say a black lady or a white lady, who cares, who's been on this broadcast several times, who Paul Watson pointed my attention out to like six, 8 months ago, And I remember we flew her to Austin to talk to her and get her in studio. And I even talked about, as soon as we got the budget done and got the studios built, trying to hire her. And she was very interested. And then I remember getting flooded with emails and texts and calls saying you shouldn't have her on, from the liberals, but also from the alt-right. And I remember some of the crew said, well, do you have any concerns about her? I said, no, that's all a whisper campaign to keep us from having her on the show. 6 months later, I think she's been on a few of the shows, but hasn't been back on just because time flies by. I told Daria, I said, call her, get her on right now. She's at the center of attention with this Kanye West thing. And I said, I want her on routinely. And I said, why haven't we got her on? She said, time flew by. We didn't. And they kind of wait for me as the head producer to say when I want somebody on. No, I want people like her on routinely because the system's so scared of her. Whoever's getting the heat is who I want on. See, Kanye West knows that. He knows the left's trying to shackle people with chips on their shoulders and inferiority complexes or racism, paradoxes, when he goes and sees half his fans being young white women and men. And he knows that's not true in the mainstay. And so he's talking about how they're shackling people, how they're enslaving people, how they're controlling people. He said, I love the way Candace Owen thinks. So now they're ganging up on him. You see, he's the only superstar, one of the top three people grossing, who will actually say they're a libertarian or a conservative or a nationalist. You don't even hear that from a George Strait, who I know is a big patriot. You don't hear it from a Kurt Russell, because they attacked him when he spoke out super eloquently. Or even maybe a Clint Eastwood says a few things and then gets attacked, but barely sticks his head up. Kanye comes in bold and says, they got black people on the racism plantation. This is mind control. This is fraud. They threw him in a mental institution for a week and a half last year, saying they thought he went crazy because he supported Trump. That's America. That's the new Soviet Union. Look at Taylor Swift, the number one grossing artist in the world. She just won't get political and attack Trump and has American flags and things in some of her videos. And so they're attacking and demonizing her, calling her a white supremacist all over the news. So you see, that's what's going on. So there's one thing I really recognize and something I support and something I admire, and that's courage. The fact that they threw him in a mental institution, they hospitalized him for almost 2 weeks because he supported Trump, and they said it in the news, he's lost his mind. No, he hasn't lost his mind. Look at the economy coming back. Look at everything happening. He's been friends with Trump for a decade. He knows Trump's a good guy. He knows it's a sack of bull. He knows Trump's actually batting for the American people and trying to give everybody a real shot. And so now, what do we have dovetailing with all this? Alan West, Facebook, Google, and Twitter are at war with conservatives online. It's time to fight back. Fox News, absolutely. Kanye West blasts thought police up on InfoWars.com after he attacked for endorsing conservative commentator. We have freedom of speech, but not freedom of thought. Meanwhile, we have the video coming up after the break. Video, Clinton lauds efforts to censor alternative media and says intensify it because she says there's a war on truth and she's the guardian, along with the $500 million funded Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL with its billions that now run Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, admittedly. Saying American flag, supporting veterans, being a capitalist, supporting Trump is white supremacy. This is the guardian of truth, this monstrous, bloodthirsty, evil criminal that turned the Middle East with Obama over the most radical forms of Islam to kill over 1 million people in the Arab Spring, enslave hundreds of thousands of women, kill thousands of children. This evil establishment crackerhead who used, and I'm not knocking it, but in her case, she uses racism, rebel flags in their gubernatorial runs and wins, and who said black people are like animals, super predators that must be brought to heel like a dog. But we ought to play that clip all the time, because that's who still runs the Democratic Party. She still runs it. That's who we're up against, her and Soros, a weirdo, freak Nazi collaborator. And this monster woman, whose first job was getting thrown off the committee in Congress for creating fake evidence against Nixon. Her second job was representing pedophiles, child rapists, brutal child kidnappers, where seven men raped a little 10-year-old girl till her body came out of her. And she laughed about it. We got that audio, how she knew they were guilty, but how funny it was to get them off. And she laughed about it. It's so much fun when a little girl's in a shack for 10 hours with full-grown men knocking the bottom out of them. This is what you're talking about, is a savage demon, a pit of hell scum. And she's up there on her hind legs saying, I'm going to piss on the First Amendment, and we're going to dominate Darkheart Jones. We're going to bring Alex Jones down. Because they think if they can bring down us, they see us as Americana. By the way, Zach just got grabbed at the International Airport in San Francisco by the FBI. He was about to come on the show. Can't wait till he reveals his real identity on air. That's for coming on the show, folks. Giving you that daddy ass stamp. People have no idea how hardcore this all is. But here's the deal. Everybody who's got soul and guts and a heart knows it's time to fight back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'd be dead in 6 months. It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that. We came, we saw, we died.
The intervention led by NATO to topple Gaddafi has led to a failed state.
Maybe Libya was not perfect under Gaddafi, but it had, even if to some extent, a functioning government, one unified country. It was a sovereign state. Libya now has two rival governments, a civil war that has left over 4,000 people dead, and its cities are in ruins.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all of these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
We let ISIS take this position. It was Hillary Clinton that she should get an award from them as the founder of ISIS.
We had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan. And we were successful.
And this really just is so disgusting.
When Vince Foster left his White House office on that July day in 1993, he told his secretary that he would be back. But the deputy White House counsel and boyhood friend of Bill Clinton never returned.
There has been this urgency to end this. And, you know, historically that makes no sense. We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars. If a Google user types in Clinton body, they get car repair shop results instead of a story that talks about a list of people tied to the Clintons who have died under mysterious circumstances over the last 3 decades.
Whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. We have upcoming leaks in relation to Hillary Clinton. You know, the emails we published show that Hillary Clinton is receiving constant updates about my personal situation.
Now, the latest story was the death of DNC staffer Seth Rich, who was murdered last month in an apparent robbery. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has hinted that Rich was his source, but has made no further comments about the case. That murder, we should say, remains unsolved.
He's a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host Alex Jones. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
We've got the globalist number. We know who they are, what their plans are, and now Trump's got the courage to stand against them. You have the courage to stand against them. Kanye West has the courage to stand against them. Candace Owens has the strength to stand against them. They are the thought police. They are the authoritarians. In Europe, they arrest you if you criticize radical Islam. They've indicted again Marie Le Pen, who is leading in presidential polls over there. Macron, that's been for open borders and globalism, suddenly has done an about-face and is saying he wants to control the borders. He's under fire from his own party for strict immigration controls passing through their highest chamber. So a lot is going on. We're on the march. The globalists are on the run. But Hillary Clinton came out, the stories on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Clinton lauds efforts to censor alternative media. Crooked Hillary whines about living through an all-out war on truth, facts, and reason. And then she tries to use us as the example when she was at Penn State. But then didn't, when she did that, ever actually give any of the things that we're lying about. She is the guardian of the truth, though, and she needs to take your rights. She needs to take your freedom. And then the little specialized folks they brought into the big tech giants that are going to run your life, they're just the bosses, and they're going to protect us. And they get trained on the anti-free speech universities. They get trained by the Comedy Central brainwashing brigade. They get trained by all the political correctness that laces every major Hollywood production, every mainstream media production, that then just hammers the most weak-minded followers. If you've ever wondered why modern liberals are like drooling, low IQ, stupid, hateful people, it's because they are the dumbest of the dumb. The successful, the intelligent, the informed, the mavericks, the trailblazers. They know authoritarianism when they see it. And people know what this broadcast is really all about. They're just trying to demonize me in every platform and every system ahead of not just the lawsuits, the fake lawsuits, the frivolous lawsuits, but they're trying to get one of their little bots, one of their little minions to physically attack me or kill me. Just like Milo Yiannopoulos, I want to get back on the show as soon as possible. He got booed out of a bar, people screaming, Nazi, get out of here, a bunch of leftists. And then meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, the leader of the whole leftist movement in America and worldwide is George Soros, a real Nazi. That's how dangerous these mobs of people are. And they think they're going to intimidate us. They're not. They're going to make us work harder. But here's Hillary. We're living through an all-out war on truth, facts, and reason. Yes, by the globalists, by the communist Chinese, by the left, by the EU. Here it is.
Well, today we have a president who seems to reject the role of a free press in our democracy. Although obsessed with his own press coverage, he evaluates it based not on whether it provides knowledge or understanding, but solely on whether the daily coverage helps him and hurts his opponents. He has referred to the media as an enemy of the people.
Let's stop right there.
He has suggested
not the media, CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the fake Newsweek that got sold out and is even owned by a worse group now. It's fake news. There's hundreds of articles a day that totally lie about me and my family that just make up whole cloth BS from anonymous sources. You are the liars. Trump is not attacking the First Amendment. It was you and Obama that had record numbers of members of the press arrested, that had a reign of terror against it. You're the ones censoring now. You're the ones wanting the Fairness Doctrine to shut down talk radio. You are a lying war criminal. Continue.
Suggested that broadcast licenses of some news networks should be challenged. He wants to block the sale of CNN to AT&T for the same reason. And he has repeatedly threatened Amazon because Jeff Bezos also owns the Washington Post.
And let's stop right there. We're going to come back with more of this. This is so telling. Bezos gets $1.50 on every package. It's gone up from $1.48. He gets all these other government freebies and goodies. He owns the Washington Post, a weaponized system. He got CIA contracts for hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars a year under Obama. They're waging war on our free speech. You're trying to get rid of our speech. And Trump is striking back, counterpunching against authoritarian groups that need to be broken up under antitrust. Amazon. All of them. Time Warner, Viacom, Google, Twitter, all of them. Facebook, break them up. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But immune wall is is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, Beta Glucans, Olive Leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta Glucan, Olive Leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
It's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
He just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really just is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
It goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
This
Clinton is a rapist at Infowars.com?
Bill Clinton is a rapist.
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Now, you just noticed that those were clips from about a year ago of Jimmy Kimmel and people pointing a gun at me and saying, "We got a message to you, Jones. Next, you know, it's going to be your blood." He now admits that he gets advice daily from Chuckie Schumer and Hillary Clinton and George Soros to this day. Now, it's not joking. It's now, Alex Jones says no kids died and hates children. Alex Jones is a Nazi. They've upped the game. Then it's the lawsuits. Sue Trump. They're trying to break all of our wills. And then there's Hillary at Penn State, where the head of the university has been indicted and arrested for knowingly covering up what was going on there. Sandusky's son and many others. Sandusky was having sex with young children in the field house in the middle of the day. That's how rampant pedophilia is at Penn State. And by the way, I have insider sources and people in business I know, and it gets into the DuPonts and you know, all the things that he was into. But let me tell you, they told me, the sources, multiple sources, they said, Alex, it's not just pedophilia, it's devil worship. Penn State is heavy devil worship. All the ties the Clinton family has to Penn State, big articles, go look it up, and put it on screen for TV viewers. The president indicted for child endangerment and knowing what was going on. They were running foundations for children, disadvantaged children, and then farming them out. And that's why Hillary hates me, because I know about the Lolita Express and Epstein and the child kidnapping. That's all admitted. Former Penn State president Graham Spencer sentenced to jail for child endangerment in Jerry Sandusky abuse case. What a hideous, hideous organization. Just like the Vatican. You don't get at the top unless you are a child rapist, period. If you are a child molester, that gets you into the first level. You've got to do a lot more above that. Again, just like normal gangs, you got to go rob a liquor store to get into really vicious gangs like the Crips. You got to kill an innocent person. Got to shoot an old lady. Got to go in a liquor store and shoot the clerk. Three former Penn State officials get jail time for failure to report the child raping. And what was Hillary's first job as a lawyer? Defending child kidnappers and rapists. That was her specialty. They had her in Time Life books in 1963 saying this woman will be president someday, when she was at a JFK event, and they just featured her in Time Life. I've got that original Time Life. When she just graduated high school, she just graduated high school, and they had her in Time Life saying she'll be the president. And then as soon as she gets her law degree, her specialty is defending child kidnappers. That's how you get the crew to trust you. Because reportedly her taste is not children, it's women. But you see, you got to still be in the crew. And she's in the crew. She's on the crew. So it is a distinct honor to stand against these people with will and to know that I put everything on the line and I trust in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. All you other people in media, all you other so-called conservatives, all you other so-called patriots, you sit back and you try to play it safe, and that's why you couldn't change the world. Well, you know what? I'm no hero. I know these evil people don't like me because I don't have a dark heart. I got a strong, red-blooded heart that loves justice and is willing to put everything I got on the line to stop these people. And you can see evil lining up around the block against us. You can see Hillary at Penn State saying, how dare Trump be mean to Bezos, and how the richest man in the world, and how dare Trump be mean to the media that's trying to destroy him and lying about him and paying people to lie about him and all this crap when they're these big, giant, taxpayer-funded monopolies. NBC got, what, $5 billion in stimulus money from Bush? Even more from Obama? You know what I could do with $5 billion in a media operation? You know what you could do? So the threats just get more intense. And here's the thing. I believe in you. I know you're strong, and I know how far we've come. And I know we're getting a lot of new radio affiliates and a lot of new TV affiliates and a lot of big networks putting us on. Just looking at Hillary and the things she's done. You're a radio listener. You got TV screens or on television. And I just look at some of the stuff they put on screen. And it makes me sick to know what monsters these are. And to see Hillary, this total sociopathic demon, from the beginnings of her life, just groveling at the feet of pure evil. Her dad was a well-known gangster, operator in Chicago. A capo. Her dad was a capo in the Daily Machine. He ran the vice departments, the compromising departments. He sent his little daughter in to work for pedophiles right out of college. Her specialty. We're talking brutal child rapists. And she doesn't want that talked about. You go look at her Twitter, it's all about women, women, I love women. And everything is about, we're going to do it for women. And women haven't gotten anywhere. And, oh, they're only trying to shoot me down because I'm a woman. When we come back, we'll play the Milo clip where he gets called a Nazi and chased out of the deal. And then this Penn State speech she got. Perched up there at the main pedophile command base in the U.S. Anybody that I know has gone to Penn State, it's got a great business school, you name it, knows about it. Most of them aren't involved. You know, Trump went to the business school there, Wharton. Why do you think he knows where the bottom of the well is, where the rabbit trail goes? I'm going to stop right there. If you want to send a message to these scumbags, do it every day. The videos, the articles, in your email, in your private feeds, hand-to-hand, handing out cards at Infowars.com. I'm risking my life, my treasure, my name to do this because I know there's no future without people being trailblazers and not being like all these other men that are a bunch of wimps. That said, X-Tube is a deep earth crystal source of the very best iodine out there. It's changed my life. It's changed so many other people's lives. It's amazing what it does. It's so powerful. It's 25% off. And we did an emergency shipment so that we're able to keep it for sale for a few more days, but then it's going to sell out for about a month at least. And then it's going to be back to a regular price till I find a source or the price for me to get it doesn't keep going up with these oil companies that drill it and get it as a derivative. So if you want your X2, it's 25% off. That sale's about to end. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Supermel Vitality, cold press, concentrated known herbs for stamina, focus, libido. It's just incredible. Try it for yourself. 50 unprecedented percent off. Sign up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. It's Supermel with the real red pill and several other products. They're 50% off with Supermel. Get free shipping as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Somebody's head off, just put on surf rockabilly. Nothing like cruising to the desert with this on. 100 miles an hour all day long when the kids aren't in the car with you. Kind of nudge it up there to 150. Why not just go 180? After all, you're driving basically the same car as Mad Max, but even faster. Pure Americana. Love it. Stop right there. I never drive like that. I'm just trying to act cool. I drive a Volvo, folks. Stop right there. Man, what a time to be alive in history. What a time to be alive when so much is going on, when the whole future destiny of our species is being decided. I have a big frustration that I get caught up covering the minutiae of globalism and the day-to-day big breaking news instead of the guts of it. And the guts of globalism aren't about being heartless, soulless, and about using other people. And about seeing that as strength to be a sack of garbage. If you go back 2 years ago, so many of the people in the Clinton orbit were being busted for pedophilia, child trafficking, out of Haiti, into the Caribbean, Epstein's aircraft, into the Middle East, Bill Clinton, Anthony Weiner, but that's just sexting, people like, of course, Harvey Weinstein on board the aircraft, Kevin Spacey, all in the same pedophile aircraft. And it was coming out about the Vatican using child snuffing, not just raping, as ways to blackmail the last pope so the new pope could come in. The Guardian reported on it. And so what were they going to do? What were they going to do when all of the Aleister Crowley stuff came out and all the devil worship and the WikiLeaks? They just had the media focus in on D.C., focus in on a pizzeria where none of that was going on, so that they could scapegoat all that and pull us all away on to what was really going on. And you learn going through this stuff. Fighting back against this, when you're in a death battle, doesn't mean like Godzilla's, you know, fighting the bad guy. He didn't fall through some buildings. I mean, there are major casualties of war here. There are major collateral damage, and I'm not happy about the fact that when I'm swinging for the fences in these fights and doing our research and attacking the enemy, sometimes we get roped into their disinfo operations. But I am exponentially learning. And that's why I'm trying to train people around me to understand this stuff. You know, I think in many ways Paul Watson has surpassed my skills and understanding on air, and I try to get him on air more. That's why you see him on air. He didn't want to be on air. And they got this ridiculous Daily Beast article where they sent somebody to England for a year to stalk Watson and knock on doors and all this. And you read it, it's 90% bull. And it's how me and Watson don't like each other and how I yell at Watson all day and blah, blah, blah. And how Watson's paid all this fabulous money. None of that's true. Certainly not back when my ex-wife was in the office once a month. And you just see these people that lie continually, quoted by these joke publications like BuzzFeed with the pee-pee gate and all of it, and the Daily Beast. I mean, this is just unrecognizable from reality garbage. And it's very, very sad, but it doesn't even matter. No one even believes the lies anymore. But still, to waste 20 minutes of my time this morning reading it, and to just sit there, and I got up at like 6:30 in the morning, had a whole bunch of Google notifications of hundreds of articles, looked at the top one, and I was like, I'm sitting there brushing my teeth reading it, and I've got the baby, and I'm feeding her some, you know, eggs this morning, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I said, I can't read this. It was so long. I said, I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to cover it. But at the same time, if I did cover it, it's like the anatomy of fraud. And these people know they're frauds. They know they're lying. I mean, my God, it doesn't. You think I feel persecuted? I don't. I feel sad for these people. Like the EEOC stuff. Complete, total fabrication lies. And then I haven't even pulled the Ace of Spades cards on that. And here's the thing. I was sitting there with the lawyers last week in a call about the fake EEOC filings against me. And I was like, man, I got all these witnesses to this stuff. And we knew something was going on at the end, so we documented it. But I don't want to bring this out, man. Like, I have this good side to me that's dominant. But there's a cruel side to me that goes, defend yourself, release it. And it just shows the total one-dimensional desperation of what the culture has created and how desperate people are and how they want that 10 minutes of fame from the mainstream media. 10 minutes of fame is like 10 minutes of self-immolation with 93-octane gasoline. You get 15 minutes when they're praising you, like Megyn Kelly got attacking Trump, it destroys you. The mainstream media is dead. It's hated. It's over. This is a spiritual thing. You are praised by mainstream. It is not good. And it's like pouring gasoline on yourself, metaphysically, figuratively, and lighting it and going, look at me. I'm getting attention. It's not the attention you want. But then I just have a rule now. If people attack us wrongly, we cannot give them any quarter anymore. So, particularly on that, because it's going to be such optics to show what really happened versus what was said and to show how it was all manufactured, we have to be brutal at this point. We have to be brutal. So that's the way it is. Because people have taken my kindness for weakness far too long. And it's the opposite. I have no desire to crush little people, even when they're wicked and lying and bad, in my perspective and view. But I have to, because the other gremlins, if I don't swat mosquitoes away and smash them, then more think they can just horn in and do what they want. So I have to realize how the evil is using the weak and the fallen as weapons against us. And so I have to then make examples out of the weak and out of the deranged and out of the very, very sad. So I'll do what must be done. You have my commitment in that area. I didn't finish up with the Hillary speech. My God, it's incredible. And I'm going to open the phones up. I had some guests, but I canceled them because this is just this too insane. I got all this big economic news and world news and mobile phones causing brain cancer. More on that. And the government declassifying a document where they mind control you with the cell towers. That's mainstream news. Popular Mechanics. You know, I told you that 17 years ago because I read it in the Baltimore Sun. They were doing a test article to see how the public would respond. DARPA admitted it in the article. And then I thought Nick Begich was too extreme on Art Bell because I didn't believe anything was on Art Bell. I liked Art Bell. It was entertaining. But, you know, aliens, ghosts next to, you know, I think Nori Overall does a better job of what's fun and what's serious. He demarcates it better. But God rest Art Bell, total talent. But I thought Nick Begich is a doctor. You know, his dad was a famous congressman. His brother became a senator. I knew Begich sounded credible, but it just sounded so wild that cell towers have an oscillating frequency and it's patented to make you sexually aroused or angry or sick. And then now they just declassify it all. Last week. But they admitted it before. And that's what I mean. Like, we're fighting with each other over what color we are. While they're putting up 5G that on record, if you think 4G and 3G gave you cancer, all confirmed. This is like, you know, this is your brain on drugs. This is your brain and egg. This is your brain on drugs, the frying pan. I want to recreate that. I mean, this is your brain on 5G. It's confirmed. I have children. So do you. It's like, what's running this? Who's doing it? It's an evil eugenics force that wants total control. The globalists are all moving out in the middle of nowhere where there's no Wi-Fi because they know they're cooking us.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.